Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
This was supposed to be the second week of a two-week preliminary hearing regarding the criminal charges against Sandra Merritt. But just before the hearing began, the California Supreme Court Chief Justice stayed the case. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, as you know, on this program, we've talked about the litigation against Sandra Merritt. Sandra was one of the two people, along with David DeLayden, who participated in undercover videos of Planned Parenthood officials about how they were harvesting and selling aborted baby body parts. That is certainly protected by the First Amendment. No journalist has ever had any problem doing something like that in the past. But, of course, this involves abortion. And consequently, the pro-abortion, pro-Planned Parenthood Attorney General, the former one, Kamala Harris, now Senator Harris, and the current one, Becerra, ultimately have taken the advocacy position, Matt, for Planned Parenthood and filed a 15-count felony criminal charge against Sandra Merritt, which could ultimately mean that she would spend years in prison if convicted on these counts. We then filed some documents, some pleadings, showing that both the current Attorney General, Becerra, and the former one, Kamala Harris, were deeply in the pockets of Planned Parenthood, and they were advocates for Planned Parenthood. And yet the lower court refused, contrary to the law, to even give us an evidentiary hearing on that issue. We asked that the Attorney General be recused because of that demonstrated obvious bias. And we asked then the California Supreme Court to intervene. And on the eve, the Friday afternoon, this was the Friday of Good Friday, the California Supreme Court Chief Justice issued a stay pending the opportunity for the court to further review our claims. And consequently, this two-week trial has been stayed until now.
Well, that's fantastic news. Now, it still remains to be seen what the Supreme Court there will do, and if Liberty Counsel will get the evidentiary hearing on behalf of Sandra Merritt. But again, and don't forget Kamala Harris, who was the Attorney General at the time, is now one of the top presidential candidates for the Democrat Party. And she's one of these, you know, abortion up until birth, maybe even after birth, infanticide. That's now an issue we're actually having a discussion about. But Sandra Merritt, clearly, I mean, the Supreme Court has ruled before. She's a journalist. She was acting as a journalist. She violated no laws, yet she was politically targeted, and the criminal justice system and the judicial system were abused in order to send a big shot over the bow, I suspect, over other pro-life advocates.
Yeah, I mean, you know that these Planned Parenthood, this is talking about their pockets right now. I mean, they make incredible amounts of money off of killing these babies and then selling the baby body parts. I know Abby Johnson, she testified that one center made $2.5 million a year off just selling the baby parts.
And you can imagine what the Houston Center
would do. Oh, yes, because that was much larger, right?
Yes. In fact, that's when I first met Abby, is after she had left the Planned Parenthood abortion clinic, she was there at a protest that we did against the opening of this Houston Center. It is a mega building in the middle of a Hispanic and an African-American community. They put it there on purpose near a public school, and that is the largest abortion clinic in the Western Hemisphere, maybe in the entire world. But they make millions and millions of dollars off of abortion.
Yeah, they put like price tags on the baby's body parts. You know, today we need so many livers at this amount of money. And it's like they're selling decorator parts.
One of those videos showed that they're looking at what the demand is for that day. Mm-hmm. And they're getting the demand from the entities that they are providing these baby body parts to. And maybe there is a demand for kidneys or brains or whatever it might be. That day, then, they're looking to the babies that they're aborting or counseling, quote unquote, women to abort, really encouraging them to abort because they never counsel them against abortion, really because they're looking at that baby as a part, as a body part that they can harvest. So Sandra did the undercover video. In California, there are exceptions to the single-party consent recording rule. One is if it's done in public places where there's no expectation of privacy. All of these were done in public places where there's no expectation of privacy, where you're in restaurants, you're in convention centers, it's not in someone's private office, not in someone's private room, where there would be an expectation of privacy. And then second, there's also an exception. If you reasonably believe that someone that you are recording has or will engage in illegal conduct. And both of these exceptions cover both Sandra and David. So there should not be any charges, and that's why no charges have ever been filed against a journalist when these kinds of similar things have happened. In fact, recently before this, it was animal abuse that was done in a similar way. No problem there.
Right.
Yeah, and so here what you have is the attorney general's, beginning with Kamala Harris, who has received thousands of dollars in campaign contributions from Planned Parenthood. She began this process. And in fact, it was under her jurisdiction that they raided David DeLayden's home to get the video so that no more videos could be released. Then, while she became the U.S. Senator, Becerra was appointed. Planned Parenthood applauded his appointment. Why? Well, because he's also, like Harris, in the pockets of Planned Parenthood, receives thousands of dollars. More than that, he actually, and we have a photo of this, publicly pledged at an event that he would stand with Planned Parenthood. In fact, the sign behind him as he's speaking at the podium is, "I stand with Planned Parenthood."
Unbelievable.
There's no mistake, he's biased.
No, this is the top law enforcement official who came after Sandra and
right.
David.
And who is now on a vendetta against them, a political vendetta, rather than announcing that these whistleblowers are heroes for
right.
exposing true criminal activity. They go after the whistleblowers, and he supports the criminals.
All for the greed of killing and selling babies.
So we asked the lower court, Judge Height, at the trial court in San Francisco on the criminal case, to ultimately consider and recuse the attorney general because of this ongoing documented bias in this continual relationship with the executive officers and employees of the Planned Parenthood entities. Under California law, there is a requirement for at least an evidentiary hearing, and the judge just simply denied it, did not allow an evidentiary hearing. We asked the Court of Appeals to get involved. It did not. We asked the California Supreme Court to get involved, and on the afternoon of Good Friday, California time, the Chief Justice ended up stopping the proceedings. These proceedings were to begin a week ago today, this past Monday. And they would continue all that day, and they would continue all this week as well, for 2 weeks at least. And this is a preliminary hearing to determine whether or not there's enough probable cause, enough information, evidence, allegations, etc., to proceed with the actual hearing. That's how they do it in California, preliminary hearing, and then it could be dismissed at that point, or it could continue on to go into a full-blown longer criminal hearing, and that process has been stopped. We don't know what the California Supreme Court will do. They're considering this now. We'll keep you informed, but this is just one of the cases. We also are involved in the civil lawsuit where Planned Parenthood has filed suit against Sandra Merritt for millions of dollars, saying that they lost millions of dollars because of these videos, and she should be responsible for paying them back. The week before this hearing was supposed to take place, our client was deposed for 11 hours. 11 hours. I mean, this case is enormously time-consuming and costly. So I ask that you pray for Sandra, pray for our case, pray for favor on this case. And if you want to get involved to learn more or help support this case directly or indirectly, financially through prayer, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Stand with us as we continue to stand for those who are revealing the horrible truth about abortion.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.